the report updates our estimates of the economic impact of the Ebola epidemic across Africa. And what we find is a real divergence of the effect between the three core countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, where the effect has really been devastating. Whilst, of course, everyone is very happy that the epidemic itself appears to be increasingly contained, although there's obviously no room for complacency there because there's still many, many cases. But the economic impact is actually very severe in those three countries. So for 2015, our estimates are that compared to the pre-Ebola baseline estimates, these countries are going to grow by 12% of GDP less than they would otherwise have grown. In fact, in two cases, the economies would be shrinking instead of a much, much more rapid growth that we had been expecting before. These 12% of their combined GDP is equivalent to around $1.6 billion of foregone output and foregone incomes in those three countries. Since the three are very poor countries, you can imagine that this is a very severe impact. And indeed, we're very concerned with the increase in the levels of poverty. We have some evidence from cell phone surveys that incomes for poor households have continued to fall. And as food prices have in many cases risen, this is really quite a worrying thing.
Which sectors are most affected?
Well, the economic impact is driven, you know, by fear and aversion behavior. So it's been quite widespread across the economy. We found a lot of impact on services, particularly in urban areas, and also in agriculture, although in agriculture, the impact has been more muted than we had feared. But nevertheless, even though the impact is less than we had initially feared in agriculture, there are lots of reports of harvests being smaller and therefore farming incomes being smaller. So there is an impact still on agriculture. There's a strong impact on services. Just a widespread recession and very severe economic damage to those three countries. Now, when we look outside those three countries, the news is somewhat better. I mean, there has been an impact in economies across the African continent, particularly in West Africa. But our current estimates, based on the surveys and interviews conducted by our country economists in these countries, are that these estimates for 2015 could add to about $500 million. That's a considerable negative hit, but it's not as bad as we had initially feared, of course. And we've also done an additional simulation to estimate if costs could become even higher if there was a relapse in transmission. And then they could, and in fact, it could reach up to $6 billion, that cost. But even that is less than our initial estimates, our initial worst-case estimates. And the reason for that is primarily been the success of countries outside the three core countries in containing the epidemic outbreaks that we've seen in Nigeria, Mali, and Senegal, where governments and health workers were able very quickly to contain these things. Also, the fact that there has been a behavioral response in the countries themselves, the people are practicing safer burials, there are treatment centers, there is a containment of the epidemic beginning in the three countries as well. That also implies that transmission risks are somewhat lower. Now, I would like to emphasize, of course, that although outside of those three countries, there's some good news about the containment, you know, there's really no room for relaxing our vigilance and our preparedness, because if the good behaviors that have arisen and the preparedness and the defenses that have been in place, if those are relaxed, then things could get a lot worse again.